I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Looking for the latest on the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies?
Yeah.
We've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G, presented by U First Credit Union on 97.5, the Sports Zone.
All right, here we go, folks. Utah Jazz have traded Rudy Gobert. Craig Bowler Jack joining us right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Bowler,
woo.
We kind of had a feeling. But
yeah.
My goodness, how crazy.
Yeah. Well, first, you got to thank Gobert, who did a yeoman's job for 9 years protecting the paint and doing his thing and developing, by the way, into one of the most dominating bigs to play the game, in my opinion. And I think, you know, when you talk about respect or the lack of, the four first-round picks that come with the haul from Minnesota is proof of his value. And I think that's something Jazz fans have got to realize, and I hope they do. You know, the Ayton possibility, as you guys reported, is jumping around. And, of course, you know, those are all per reports. I get it. That's what I have to lean on here. But the bottom line is to all this, per the reports, is a haul for the Utah Jazz, and I get it. You know, I don't think Danny Ainge is by anywhere close to being done. And if the reports are true that they're looking to do a sign-and-trade with Ayton, look, if you break down his game, and I think Han said it well in the last segment, he still is untapped, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And he's a player that can face the basket. Is he a Al Horford-type guy? I'm only comparing because of what Danny kind of constructed in Boston. But a more youthful big that has more offensive ability. And also can protect the rim. You know, I think Danny Ainge is clear what he's trying to do here is get guys that can play two ways, and also what Will Hardy wants is defensive-minded players as well. So this is intriguing. Everyone yesterday was waiting for something to drop, and here it is just over the last, 15 minutes. And I would think that the players that came with Minnesota with this trade maybe are used with other pieces, right, that could still be moved. And it's going to be interesting to watch how this all comes together.
I know that Utah Jazz fans are going to be heartbroken. I think this is one of those trades and moves where you're losing a jersey that should eventually go up in the rafters.
Agreed.
You're losing a player that could be looked at as one of the top five to ever play in a Utah Jazz jersey, and he's moving on still somewhat in his prime to work in the front court with Karl Anthony Towns with a bit of a chip on his shoulder.
Right.
Bowler, kind of walk us through Rudy Gobert's path, what you believe he means to the fans, and where he stands in Utah Jazz Utah Jazz hierarchy.
Well, he's he hasn't quite crested into the Malone Stockton era or level, but right in that below point. Look, 3-time defensive player of the year. Always worked his tail off. That's the one thing I always applauded Gobert in the day where a lot of players ask for trades. They find themselves in trouble. Gobert was a guy, and you said it perfectly, he wore 27 for a reason, but to always remind him of hands where other teams passed on him. They looked at him as one of those 7-foot freaks that was just kind of a you know, a sideshow type player. But believe me, he became much more than that. We all know that. And also, you know, his work ethic is something you have to applaud. I mean, he tried every year to become stronger, and he did. He tried to always be inventive defensively, and I think Quinn Snyder helped him develop that, along with several other coaches as well, and Vince LaGarza and Alex Jensen. And you have to applaud those guys for making the player that he is today. But, yeah, he has a lot to give. Look, he's 30. So reaching that peak, bigs usually have that 28 to 32, 33-year range, and then all of a sudden, you know, bigs most of the time begin to break down in this league because of the wear and tear. But, no, it's Minnesota got good, very good. They released a couple of players that I'm not sure if they stay with the Jazz or not. Kessler, as Scotty said, is an interesting former number one pick. Not sure where he fits, but there's a lot of pieces here. And the four first-rounders, that one is the shocker of the whole trade.
No, that's unprecedented.
I mean, it's like, what did Herschel Walker go for? Remember that deal years ago?
It was the Vikings. Like, it was Minnesota, so same thing. Well,
yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable. So the value, I hope Jazz fans realize, three-time, could have been a four-timer, and he may have another one or two in his resume coming before it's all said and done. But in the work with the Cat, Karl-Anthony Towns, lets him allow to stretch him out even more and allow him to be a dynamic threat from outside inside. So Minnesota making a bold move, and the Jazz making one as well to give up one of the finest defenders in the league over the last near 10 years, in my opinion. You know, I see it, you know, from my chair on a given night. And his recovery time, by the way, I thought, you know, Hans and Scotty, we always talked about his ability to protect a three-point line, then roll back and get to the rim. Man, that was a special gift, by the way, and the speed and the agility that he was able to develop during his time with the Jazz. But obviously, this is a new era, and we're living it right here on July 1st, 2022.
It's got to feel weird for you, Bowler, in terms of turning a chapter on Jazz. I mean, you were here for John and Carl when that chapter turned. Darren and Boozer, I mean, people forget how close they were to really, if not for the Lakers, who knows how good that team could have been in that era. And then that chapter got closed. With Quinn gone and now Rudy being traded, it feels like we're turning the page on a chapter of Jazz history here.
Oh, we are. You know, Larry's passing, you know, was a huge chapter. And then, of course, the Miller selling the franchise to Ryan and his family. You know, what I've learned in this business is nothing ever stays the same. And you know what? You pick and you have moments in time, and this is another one right here. And I think Jazz fans will realize this is another moment in time. And I think the July 1st date will even echo, you know, March 11th is burned in my head for 2020 in Oklahoma City. This one's going to be sizzled in my brain for a long time. July 1, 2022, where you send off your three-time defensive player to Minnesota. But the haul, the take-back, is just the one that I think will always stay with me as very few players ever. The return is a four first-round picks with the other players, including Patrick Beverley, in this haul as well for the Jazz. So, you know, Carl and John, Boozer and D. Will. I've talked to both those guys. Both said, you know, sometimes they wish they hadn't left. And you know what? Some Jazz fans would agree. They had a great pick-and-roll combination, and sometimes they think things are better on the other side. But in reality, you know, the Jazz still have, you know, good things happening. I'm excited to, you know, get to know Will Hardy at 34. I got a few years on him, by the way, Hans. I mean, I think I do. I shaved today. I'm not sure if he did. I'm kidding. Will, I'm kidding, man. But you know, I got to know him a little bit. He coached two summer leagues for the San Antonio Spurs. So, you know, at that time, he was, you know, one of the youngest assistants around. And then he had the 1 year in Boston. So, you know what? Danny Ainge came here for a purpose, to evaluate and to make this team championship caliber. Now, how does he use those other first-round picks? You know, it's going to be interesting to see if he doesn't use those, right, one or two, to go out and basically tempt a team to make a move with the Jazz and bring another quality player or two in the corral to circle around, I'm guessing, Donovan Mitchell. If both go, I'd be stunned. But Danny Ainge made bold moves when he went to Boston, and I think it was Paul Pierce that was traded. And was it Kevin Garnett? Yeah, Kate. Yeah, it was. So they made big deals, and you know he's not afraid to do that. And we knew that when he was hired by Ryan.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
I want to reset this because Adrian Wojnarowski made it pretty clear in one of the tweets that he sent out as he was announcing the accumulation now of picks between Royce O'Neal and Rudy Gobert. At the end of the tweet, and it kind of goes unnoticed, but I think that it carries a lot of weight, and it leads right into what you were just talking about. It says very specifically, and the Jazz plan to retool the roster around all-star guard Donovan Mitchell. So I want to clear that up for Jazz fans, because I think we're all sitting here kind of out of breath thinking, when does the bleeding start? When does the bleeding stop? And what does this mean for Donovan Mitchell? And Bowler, according to Adrian's tweet, it means that the Jazz are going to rebuild around Donovan Mitchell. Do you still feel like that tweet is pretty factual?
I think Adrian is let's just say, tuned in to most of the general managers and agents in the NBA. Why does he and Shams always break the news before anybody else knows? Because they're tied in. And who those people are, I don't know. I know they're not me. I'd like to know more. But I think, again, he's pretty well tuned in on what direction the Jazz want to do and what how they're going. You know, this kind of, again, with the report today, it kind of ends that tenure with Donovan, ends the tenure with Donovan and Rudy. And you know what? You knew something wasn't right a couple of years ago. So now you just kind of know that the direction the Jazz want to go. I think with the people and the trades available and whatever Danny Ainge and Justin Zanuck decide to do next, you know, you want defenders, you want wing players, and you want a more mobile, offensive-minded center as well. Even though Rudy led the league in field goal percentage because of his rim play, but it's a new Will Hardy's going to take over a team that's going to play defense, but also I get a feeling that each player will be an offensive threat, but also will be responsible defensively for their man. The days of channeling everyone to Rudy Gobert in Utah comes to an end. And he did a hell of a job, by the way.
Great story. Good person. Dedicated. Can't ask for much more than that. Rudy Gobert, no longer a member of the Utah Jazz. Let that sink in, folks. Bowler, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us. And we'll do it again. Hey, look. It's been a crazy week. Why not make it a little crazier, for goodness sakes?
College football is topsy-turvy, and now you got the Jazz and the rest of the NBA. But I think just the impact for the state of Utah today and the love affair that really was very deep, I think, for Rudy. I congratulate him on 9 years of greatness here, and I even applaud him even more for just the work ethic. But you know what? Things change, and that's one thing, as I said earlier, you learn early in this business. And you know what? I think he's going to be fine in Minnesota. The Jazz, though, are going to be fine. Where they go from here, everyone is standing very excited to see what the next moves will be, because this is definitely retooled. In my opinion, is it going to be a rebuild? I don't. My gut doesn't tell me that because of Donovan Mitchell, right?
Yeah,
I think there's a. I know you got to go, but I still think with Donovan and Hans, what you just said about rebuilding around him, I think Donovan obviously is in the know of what the plan would be. And I think they understand the window as well for Donovan before the contract runs out. And I think, again, the rebuild would only occur down the road if necessary. I think Danny has much higher aspirations for this franchise with Donovan Mitchell, not even at the height of his career yet, and to move quickly with him. I think that's the plan. We're going to find out together.
Bowler, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks for taking minutes, Bowler.
You got it.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Take care.
That is Craig Bowler, Jack, right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.